Well, sweetheart, it's Easter Sunday, and happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to Marie. Maria. And Mom and Fred and all your brothers and everybody else in the household, including Gretchen. I don't know if she'll even recognize my voice like Nika did or not, but we'll. Maybe you won't even play it to her. Anyway, happy Easter, sweetheart. Here I am in beautiful downtown Camp Eagle in the sunny north portion of South Vietnam, of course. And I thought I would take this opportunity to write a tape since it was, you know, Easter, and I haven't written one yet for this next four-month phase. And so I don't know. I really don't have anything to say on it. I guess I could just kind of spout off on what I haven't been doing. It's kind of, you know, disappointing up here, you know, supposedly being sent up here for purpose of being an aviator because they were so hard up for experienced second tour Chinook pilots, and then when I get up here I can't even get to fly because one reason or another. It's kind of, you know, disappointing to me. But anyway, I guess that's the way the old ball bounces. So I'm going to sit here and gather my thoughts and get a plan of attack. I don't even have any notes or outline or anything else to go by. I'll tell you what time it is. Oh, let me get my watch. It's about 12:35, and I've been in bed or in my room most of the day because I just didn't feel like getting up and doing anything. It kind of gets to you that way. All your industriousness leaves when you have to look around and play things by ear just to keep busy, you know. So anyway, I guess I can. Well, I got here on what day did I get here? I guess the 4th of April. I got into Saigon. And, I guess it was about noon, and I still had my class, you know, my khakis on and everything. I hadn't shaved, though, so I met up with this major and this other captain. This captain, I guess, I knew him at Benning. He was, he transitioned there at 177th, while, just before I left. And he was I think he should have came, yeah. Anyway, I met him and this Air Force major on the plane, and we just kind of shot the bull all the way across. And I had a lot better trip coming back than I did going home for some reason. It didn't last near as long, it didn't seem like, although it was 2 hours longer, at least 2 hours longer. But anyway, we went over to Tontonute Officers Club, and I went into the restroom there and shaved and everything and had a lunch, sort of a walkthrough type thing. It was Sunday when I arrived, so they didn't have any lunch. All they had was breakfast, and I paid $1.50 for some SOS. I didn't know it was going to cost me $1.50 until after I'd already got to the end of the line, and she charged me for it. Turned out it was sort of a banquet type breakfast, and you can all you can eat for $1.50, so I should have gone back, but I didn't. Anyway, I'll see what I do then. Then finished breakfast, and we went over to Hotel 3, which is a heliport in Saigon, in Tontonute. And the guy I was with as a company commander of headquarters company of 12th Group, and he called 12th Group for a helicopter, and I called my unit, 145th, and 12th Group could get theirs down there quicker, so I told my unit to disregard, and they sent a 58 after, an OH-58 after us, and so about, I don't know, it was about 1:30 or 2 o'clock when the plane actually arrived, so that's not too bad, considering we ate dinner and everything. And then we flew up to Plantation, where I was, and I changed my duds and got into something more relaxed and shot a bunch of pool and repacked all the gear I left behind to go back up north with. I left some, you know, Nomex flight suit and stuff behind to travel with back up north. And everything that I own fit in that one travel bag I left with the first time. And then, I spent the night there, and then about 8 o'clock the next morning, I went over to Benoit Air Base and got a C-130 flight that left about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Got that flight. It was a special mission for the first cab. And I got on the thing, and then I went to all the way to Chu Lai first. And the plane was supposed to go to Wei Fu Bai, which is where I was going. But it took a long way to get there. I went to Chu Lai first, and they shut down. And there's a lieutenant colonel flying the thing. And he saw me in the back. It was set up as a cattle car. There's two ways to set C-130s up, either with seats or without seats. And this one was set up without seats, on pallets. You got to sit on the floor with these straps going across the aircraft for it to hang on to. And he saw me back there with all the troops, so he asked me if I wanted to ride up front, and of course I obliged him. And so the rest of the trip from Chulai to Fubai, I rode up front. And once they unloaded there, they loaded some mail on and everything else, and we took off again and went to Quang Tri. Quang Tri. And we shut down there, unloaded the mail and unloaded some of the troops that were going there, and then turned around and went back to Fubai. When I got to Fubai, I called my unit here, and they sent the 58 after me, and so about 5 o'clock, which was not too bad time considering the distance and the stops and everything else, I made it back to this company, and I moved into my room and went to eat dinner and then kind of crapped out for the rest of the day. That was my exception. When I was at plantation, I found out that the unit was still here, and it looks like they're going to be here for a while, although nothing's going on that would cause any concern, especially since I'm not flying. Nothing at all is going on there. So that should bring you up to date until I got here. And this second here. Well, anyway, that took care of my first day. I signed in. I don't know how many days leave they charged me with or anything like that, but I really don't care. Then somebody around here told me I got paid, but I wasn't here to collect my money, so I said, oh my God, they shouldn't have paid me. So I, the next morning, I slept in about, on and off, until about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I kind of got up and got dressed, and I modified the room a little bit, put in another wall and so forth. There's 3 of us living in this room. I'll give you a little description of my roommates here pretty soon. And then I went out to the flight line, which is about 10 miles. No, it's only about 3 or 4 miles from the company area here. Got a ride out there and kind of walked around here to find out what was going on, you know, and didn't really do anything, just kind of observed. And came back that night, and that polished that day off. And then I've been kind of doing that every day since then. And in the evenings, I've been playing basketball with the troops. Got a basketball court out here right behind my hooch here. So every evening, about right after dinner, so 5:30, we play basketball until dark. And that's my evenings. And my days, let's see, what do I do during the day? Absolutely nothing. If I don't stay here, I go out to the flight line and kind of, you know, be seen by everybody. Make sure, you know, I'm not screwing around or something. And that's about it. I still haven't got the letter that I just missed. Your last letter that you wrote me before I came back. I don't know where it's at or what, it's screwed up in the mail or something. But I don't have it. And I guess those pictures of Gretchen with all of her ears taped up, I guess, are in it. Because you said that, you asked me if I got them or whatever I was at home. And I haven't seen any with her ears taped up, so... So I suppose that's what's in that letter. Anyway, that's it. The only mail I've gotten since I've got here was a letter my sister wrote. And I guess when I was down in Long Bend, I had them hold my mail there while I was on leave, and then I came back through and picked it up. I picked up 2 more auto weeks from Jim, and receipt or something from exchange system on your necklace and everything. So, there's nothing there. Anyway, I'm still waiting to get my sausage, my pepperoni stick, whatever was in the letter. Anyway, so, I don't know. I don't know how I'm ever going to finish this tape, unless I just kind of, I guess I can do like I always do with the first tape I send after I make a move, is describe what's going on. I finished off my roll of film that I had in the camera for a while, the Instamatic. I took 3 or 4 pictures of the room. I took some of the flight line and everything else, polished the roll off, and sent it into Kodak. So when I get it back, I'll send you the prints. And I would put my request in. I left all those pictures I brought home. I left them there, and I'd like to have some of them back, not all of them. But I'll tell you which ones I'd like to have back. I'd like to have back a picture of you with our pooch next to the TV set for the size. One of those. I'd like to have back one picture of the horse, Amy and Tona, and... some of the present pictures I took while I was home on leave, you know, some of the pictures of you and the baby and Gretchen and so forth. I'd really like to have some of those pictures. I got some blank spaces on my wall here. I'd like to put them up so I can look at them and things, because, you know, how that has turned me on. My whole family turns me on anyway. So, anyway, that's my request. Also, one more request while I'm thinking about it. I need to have Bigler's Roseburg address for his folks so I can write his folks and get his mail, or, you know, find out where he's at so I can write him. Anyway, that's it. So I'm going to go ahead and take a Coke break here, kind of, you know, wet my throat here before I continue on, and I'll see you just in a few seconds. Bye, baby. Well, I'm back again. I just heated up some soup and cooked it for my lunch, and I had a can of Coke, and that's about it. I think I'm going to have to go to work this afternoon and be a recovery officer, and that's the opposite of a launch officer. You got to wait till all the aircraft come back at night and make sure if they're broken that they get work orders in for them, and if they're not broken, that the crews get all cleaned up and everything. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like I got to go sooner than I thought, as soon as I get dressed anyway. Right now it's about, about 5 minutes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was going to go ahead and explain to you what, you know, what's going on everywhere. There's somebody in a billet down the street here. It's got a Okie Stomp song on. I don't know if it's interrupting what's not. I'm going to play it back in a few minutes to find out, but not now. But anyway, I'll have to leave and do this thing, and then I can come back later this evening and finish this tape. So I'll see you then, sweetheart. Well, sweetheart, I'm back. And it's not the 9th, or what is it? The 11th? Easter Sunday, the 11th, yeah. Okay, now it's Monday the 12th. And I got back all right after recovering everybody about 7 o'clock. But everybody was back in the room, and I don't know about you, but I don't like to, you know, talk on the tape to my beautiful, loving, sumptuous, understanding, voluptuous, groovy wife, and with everybody else listening. So I just wrote you a card last night, and instead. So I don't know if I even wished you happy Easter on it or not, but anyway, happy Easter. So, okay, here it is, about 2:30 to 2:25, Monday, April 12th. And what I was going to do, I guess, was going to tell you about my room and my roommates. I've been kind of busy this morning. I got up late. I'll tell you about my room and roommates on the other side, but I'll just tell you what I did today and last night, and then I'll start the other side and tell you what's, you know, who's who around here and everything. So if you hear me mention their names, you know who they are. But I, okay, yesterday I went out there and recovered the aircraft. That's nothing to that. That's when they come back in, you just check them, make sure that the aircraft are flyable. If they're not flyable, make sure they get maintenance pulled on them immediately before anybody leaves. So that's all there is to that. That went real smoothly. Everything was flyable. Had one or two minor problems, but like pumping up tires and stuff like that, we took care of pretty easily last night. Then I went to bed, of course, and then this morning got up, and what'd I do? I guess I had a can of fruit or something for breakfast, and kind of, you know, snowballed a while, just kind of played possum. Then I got up and put my gold Levi's on and just kind of moped around here for a while. I got to brainstorm. I built a desk the other day. I took some pictures of it, by the way. But I built a desk, and now the light's bad. I can't even write on it because the light's behind us, and it makes a shadow on your paper. So I spent most of this morning installing a light socket and a light bulb and finding the power to hook it up and everything else. So I'm finished with that now. So you won't notice that it's on the picture, but when you get the pictures back, it'll be under the Miss April's knees is where the light bulb's located. Anyway, that brings you up to date. We got a whole new bunch of hooch maids today for some reason. They got shuffled around, I guess. Maybe somebody's complaining about them. So I don't know what. They aren't doing all that great a job up here as they did down south. But I don't know. I don't know if I had this stuff when I took the pictures or not. But I went to the PX yesterday or the day before. I guess I went to PX Saturday. And I bought myself a lawn chair and two bamboo-type rugs. They're about 4x6 rugs or so. And that's all, you know, to put my feet on. And all we have is a plywood floor. And it's really grody and dirty and everything. So I got the bamboo rugs. They're all decorated up and everything. And I put all my, I guess I told you all this already, I put all my Playmates and all the, that poster, I Love You So Much It Hurts, on the wall, and I got your picture up and the calendar up and on the desk, and I'm really kind of pleased the place up. Doesn't look too bad now. Oh, I am sleeping on a cot, though. It's one of those aluminum cots, just like a, you know, a camping cot. Same thing I slept on the last tour I was over here, in a sleeping bag that I used for a mattress. Although the last tour I had an air mattress put inside the sleeping bag and made a real comfortable mattress out of it. This tour I don't have the air mattress. So I do have a foam rubber pillow and a blanket and two sheets. So that's what I used to sleep on. Well, baby, I'm sorry. We got interrupted again. Now it's about 3:40. 3:40, the same day. It's still the 12th of April. And I'm sorry, and every time I get going here, somebody walks in. This time it was a hooch maid and bringing all the stuff off the lines and everything in, so I just had to kind of cool it and wait till they all left. Well, it seemed to me that this room here seems to be the gathering place for all of them. I guess they're centrally located. When they got nothing to do, all of them gather around the step down at the bottom and shoot the bull there and tell their gossip and whatever, you know, a bunch of women do when they get together. So that's why it took so long to get going here. And what I'm going to do now, I think, is just go ahead and turn the tape over and then start on the other side. So I'll see you on the other side.